You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. After seeing the decline of work-life balance, Kelly Walsh, a 20-year human resource veteran, formed One Smart Life to offer convenient and affordable personal coaching to executives nationwide. One Smart Life is a new style of personal coaching designed with client convenience in mind. A team of professional experts is available by phone or computer to assist one with their career, health, relationships, spirituality, money, or other aspects of life. The success rate and longevity of top executives is vastly different than a generation ago, and in the past two decades, 30% of Fortune 500 CEOs have lasted less than 3 years. Top executive failure rates as high as 75% and rarely less than 30%. Kelly will discuss why every executive should hire a personal coach and how a coach can help fulfill life goals. Kelly, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So what is One Smart Life?
One Smart Life is a company where we help people make their lives amazing. We're a team of personal coaches. We have expertise in all areas of life where success matters. We work with people to help them determine their goals in all areas of life, and we brainstorm pathways to achieving those goals. And then we work with them until they have the life improvements that they're seeking.
And what inspired you to open your own personal coaching or executive coach agency?
Well, about 6 or 7 years ago, I was lucky enough to be inspired to hire a coach for myself. And when I did, I experienced all of the benefits that coaching can have. And it was just life-changing. And I decided to do the training to become a coach. I was still in HR and human resources, and I did some coaching on the side. I used a lot of the coaching skills with the executives and the leadership and all the people that I worked with in my HR career, helping them, move forward in their career paths and, all sorts of goal achievement there. But I decided to launch my own company for several reasons. For one, Eric, I think that coaching has become a little bit of an elitist sport. Sometimes only the top people, executives in the C-suite, were getting it paid for by their company. And I wanted to create a model that would make it affordable to more people, really not just executives. Some people can use these skills in all sorts of areas of their lives. And I also wanted to make it a team model with experts in different fields so that people could tap into the services over time and as different issues arrive for them, say money, say career, a whole team of experts, and they could have access to those folks. So this model is unique, and it makes it easier for people to find the right coach.
If you would, describe why every CEO needs their own life coach.
Well, I've worked with leaders for many, many years in my work, and as they've made important decisions for the directions of their organizations, I've asked them challenging questions. I've realized that the role of a coach is really to have someone challenge their assumptions and to ask powerful questions. Also, people often need to hear their own words repeated back to them. Sometimes the moments of greatest brilliance are when someone stops you and says, "Did you hear what you just said?" That's kind of a real aha sometimes, because sometimes we don't slow down enough to pay attention to our own words. And I think, so that's one big reason. And then another reason is, every time I've worked with an executive, we aren't just all business. No one is. So when you talk to an executive or a business person of any kind, they always, I call them door handle conversations. Sometimes we're wrapping up and I'm getting ready to go to the door, and then they always stop me to talk about a life issue. They tell me about their desire to own a vineyard someday or how their marriage is going. And a good coach is a trusted confidant and can help a leader in all their areas of life, including business. A great leader brings them their whole self to work, and that's what makes them who they are as in leadership. It often helps them relate to their customer base, and working on all the areas of their life can make them a better person, a better leader, and more connected to their customers.
Today we're joined by 20-year human resource veteran Kelly Walsh, the founder of One Smart Life that offers convenient and affordable personal coaching to executives nationwide. One Smart Life is a new style of personal coaching designed with client convenience in mind, and she's here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kelly, why is One Smart Life different from any other personal coaching agency out there?
Eric, that's a great question because there's a lot of coaches out there and a lot of different agencies. One of the things that we do differently is that we're completely convenient. Clients can have session at their convenience by Skype video conferencing, by phone. We are there when you need us. Another difference is that we have a concierge that greets every client when they call or email us, and that person is usually a coach and talks with the client at no charge during a no-charge session to determine what their personal needs are. From there, we help the client select the best coach for them. And one of the things about coaching is finding the right connection, finding the right person. So we'll often give them a chance to talk to a couple of people and select. So it helps narrow the field, and that makes the whole process a little bit easier. Another thing that makes us different is we have a progress meter. It's called the Smart Six. And it's like a quiz, and it helps clients get a baseline of their life satisfaction in six areas. And then over time, as they're coaching, they can check in periodically to see what changes. And it's a way to measure where they're gaining from coaching or to determine what areas they need to work on. And measurement's really important to be able to see what progress you're gaining so that you're not just spinning your wheels. You want to make sure you're moving forward while you're coaching. Another difference is our team. We have a group of experts in different areas. Everyone's a coach. Everyone's a certified coach and brings a wealth of experience behind them. But also, you can choose whether you want to have a generalist, kind of a primary care coach, if you will, or do you want to have a specialist? If money is your issue, you may really want to just work with that money coach only. Or you can have a general life or business coach or career coach and then move around to other members of the team as others' issues arrive in your life. We had a client, for example, who used two coaches at the same time. She used a career coach and a relationship coach because she wanted to change careers but got some feedback that she was having issues in her interactions with people. So that was a successful combination for her to do that. Further, we offer interactive teleclasses. People can learn things from all of the coaches as they go through the processes. And these are typically free of charge. And it helps people, even when they're done coaching or they've stopped coaching for a while, they can stay connected to the community of One Smart Life. So those are some areas that I think separate us from the pack.
Definitely. Now, what is some advice you could give to people who may want to hire a life coach but do not know even where to begin?
Well, and that's a great question because there's so many people out there and the field continues to grow. So it's tough to know sometimes, you know, what's a best-in-class coach. But typically I'd say that best-in-class coaches have these characteristics. One is that they're experienced, accredited specialists. And by that I mean when you're checking out a coach, you should be able to see easily on their website or in their bio that they've had formal coach training, and in addition, hands-on experience in the area that you're seeking. So if you are looking for a health coach, you know, do they have a healthcare background? Have they had health coach training? Things like that, so that they are able to really work with you and understand exactly what you're going through. So I'd say that's really important. And it should be evident in their bio and in their history. And if you can't find that easily, you may want to move on. In addition, another characteristic I think of a best-in-coach class is that the fee structure is and the service options may be somewhat flexible. Some coaches, you know, might say, you must work at least 6 months with me, and you must, you know, at a certain fee, and must take these certain assessments, et cetera. And that might be fine if that suits you. But what we like to do is offer a little more flexibility to suit your budget and your needs. Sure, you know, if you just come for one visit, you may not meet all your goals unless you're just solving one small problem. But we like to have some flexibility in the amount of time that you come spend with us, the frequency, and we tend to not require contracts of a certain length so that people can come and get what they need and then come back later if they want to come back. But getting pushed into something that you can't afford or that is a length of time that you're not comfortable with, just that should be a red flag if you're not ready to do that. So that would be my second tip. My third tip would be sensible action planning. You know, Eric, a lot of times on TV there are life coaches on reality TV, and I have to tell you, I just cringe because there some of the stunts they pull are just really not something a real coach would do. So they give you, you know, a great coach is going to give you practical assignments that have tangible steps and they relate to your future focus goals. So some of the crazy stunts like, oh, go across the country and look up your old boyfriends and have them give you feedback on some, you know, whatever these stunts that they pull are, that's not really something a good coach would do generally. So real tangible steps relating to your future focus goals is sensible action planning. That's what you'd look for. Another item might be measurement tools, how you're measuring your progress. It's important that you can figure out how you reached your success. So you want to ask about that. And above all, the ability to talk with the coach. Get a feel for your comfort level with them. And a good rapport is essential. And Eric, one more thing. If what you're kind of asking also is like, where are they found? Is that part of the question?
Yeah, that would be a fair question.
You can Google us. We're all out there that way too. But the International Coaching Federation has a database, and you can go right in there and make a request. And you can send it out anonymously and just make a request for here's what's going on with me and here's what I'm interested in. And then they'll send out a kind of a request for proposal to coaches who will respond. And sometimes you can get a lot, but you can say how many you want. I'll take 50 responses or something like that. And that will help you to get an idea of some people who will respond to you. You can look for coaches in your area through a local International Coach Federation chapter. Some of the schools like Coach Training International have databases. So there are a lot of ways to find coaches that way, and word of mouth sometimes as well. If you know an executive or even just another person who's used a life coach, it isn't all about executives, who can give you some good advice. But generally I'd say to try to interview two or three people so that you can find the right fit for you.
And that is a good idea for sure. Now, where do you see One Smart Life a year from now?
I see us enjoying partnering with our clients as much as we do now. We all get so much satisfaction out of helping people, you know, advance their lives. It's so much fun. And watching people live intentionally and make decisions to, you know, do great things or things they've never thought of before, it's so much fun. So I see us continuing our enjoyment. I see us growing and adding more coaches. We're getting busier, and if we can add more coaches to the cadre, we are very selective about how we do that, but we have some amazing people now, and I would love to add more. I get approached sometimes about people who'd like to join us. I'm working on a book about work-life matters that should be launched by then, and I'm hopeful that we can make the world a more collaborative place for employers, employees, because that's an area real close to my heart that I'm very passionate about after working in HR. I'd like to have more corporate clients who use us for work-life coaching and group classes because we have some of those developed. I'd love for our online community to gain a life of its own and help encourage each other. And I guess my my highest dream for this company is that the brand will gain a life of its own, and that the question you asked earlier, where do people go to find coaching? I want that answer to be One Smart Life. I want that answer to be that's the go-to company for high quality, affordable, reasonable coaching. That's going to be the go-to place.
Nothing wrong with that. How about telling our folks if they wanted to start a session, and do you offer any resources for people that may want to get started but first want to see what life coaching is all about? Where can people go for that?
Oh, absolutely. Our website is www.onesmartlife.com, and that's number one smartlife.com. Go have a look around, take the quiz, meet the coaches. There's a page where we all have our own bulletin board and tell you about ourselves. You can read our blogs, see our videos, sign up for a free class. You can link to our Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. There is lots to see there. And then in addition, you can call our toll-free number, which is 877-741-0427. Talk to the concierge. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's another coach. We can answer any and all of your questions and set up a chat for you with any coach that you would like to meet. And we can tell you about coaching and even give you a little experimental coaching to just get a feel for what that's like.
Well, it certainly has been great to have had you, and I like what you've got here in place for folks that are in need. And hey, anybody in business certainly needs a life coach. We've been speaking with Kelly Walsh, the founder of One Smart Life, that offers convenient and affordable personal coaching to executives nationwide. One Smart Life is a new style of personal coaching designed with the client convenience in mind. And the website of reference once again is onesmartlife.com. Kelly, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.